The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There we go.
At midnight Friday, when the gate went up, the crowd poured into this Victoria's Secret in Tulsa, Oklahoma, all for this, a pink, shiny gift bag filled with perfume and lotions, one of the deals that had Black Friday shoppers in a frenzy. When these prepaid cell phones were unveiled at a Walmart in Georgia, the crowd pounced like a pack of wolves. One woman appears to end up with someone's hand in her mouth. Walmart says no one got hurt. From a scramble for DVDs at another Walmart in San Diego, to this rush on a Forever 21. In Massachusetts, a toddler loaded into an ambulance after police say he was left in a parked car at 1:30 in the morning while his caregiver went shopping at Kmart for a 51-inch TV. In San Antonio, police say a man tried to punch his way to the front of the line at this Sears, prompting another man to allegedly pull a gun.
Whoa, that must have been some kind of deal on a flat-screen television. Hi there, I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando, and it's on, folks, officially. November 23rd, Black Friday, the day to score huge discounts on amazing Christmas and holiday gifts. All right, failure is not an option. But does it have to be a just-kill-me stress fest? No, not this year, because your old buddy Kim, I have a plan, and I just happen to know where the best behind-the-scenes deals are located right now. Normally, Black Friday happens one day a year, but this year, nearly half of November is black. That means if you're smart, you can get great Black Friday deals a lot sooner than you think. And after listening to this Komando On Demand podcast, you're going to know exactly where you need to go to get the best deals on whatever you're looking for. And before we get to all of that, a special thank you to one of our partners who helped make these Komando On Demand podcasts possible. Happening every year. You know what I'm talking about. Reindeers, twinkling lights, trees, Santas, the whole nine yards. It's not your imagination. You're not having these stressful delusions. Christmas decorations have actually appeared way before Thanksgiving this year. I actually saw some in August. And retailers have kind of figured something out. The sooner you start, the more people will spend, right? And this year is really important because it's supposed to be the biggest consumer holiday season in several years. And here's the scoop. The big seven, you know who they are. Amazon, Kohl's, Macy's, JCPenney, Best Buy, Target, Walmart. They have already released their Black Friday ads. They started their sales as early as November 8th. To help us figure it all out, I went to the experts. That's right, BlackFriday.com. For years, they've been collecting and sharing all those secret ad circulars. Like, for example, you could look at the Best Buy ad. They have a Toshiba Smart 4K UHD TV with HDR Fire TV, just $139. That's it. It used to go for $1,000. The catch is you actually have to buy this one on Thanksgiving. Doors open Thursday night, so you're going to have to head out. Eat your turkey, eat your pie, and then go shopping. Another Best Buy deal is a 50-inch set. It's a smart 4K TV with HDR from Samsung. Gosh, $327. That's amazing. I want to know more about TVs, specifically. You know, sometimes you go to those retailers on Black Friday and they have these brands that you never heard of. Or maybe it's their house brand, or maybe it's last year's models. We're going to talk more about those deals. And let's also talk about smartphones, because smartphones are always a big Christmas item list too. And we're going to get to all of that. But first, a quick thank you to our partners in this podcast. Hey, a quick mention and a quick thank you, because I've got to tell you about my toothbrush from Quip. All right, I know you've had parents and teachers and dentists telling you how to brush your teeth your whole life, and it seems like everybody has a different technique. One thing that they all can agree on is that you have to brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes. I've been telling my son Ian that for years, but not anymore. I have a Quip, and so does Ian. Quip is electric. It's small, it's light, it's sleek. There's a built-in two-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you, are you ready for it? Yes, switch sides. You don't have to guess anymore. With Quip, new brush heads are automatically delivered, just like the dentists recommend, every 3 months for just $5. So you can just forget about it. Try Quip and see why it's backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals and me and my son Ian. We both love our Quip. Quip starts at just $25. That's it. Visit getquip.com/tech right now, and you're going to get a deal. You get your first refill pack for free with any Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free. Yes, absolutely free. Head over to getquip.com/tech. That's getquip.com/tech. Joining us in this podcast from blackfriday.com, let's say hello and a huge welcome to Sarah Hollenbeck.
My name is Sarah Hollenbeck. I'm a shopping and retail expert at blackfriday.com.
And so, Sarah, is Black Friday a big deal anymore?
Yeah, Black Friday is still a big deal. It's just a little bit different than it has been in years past. A couple years ago, I think everyone was kind of assuming Black Friday meant you're going to wait in line, get up really early, deal with all these crowds and fighting with people and things like that. But more and more, we've seen Black Friday move online. So it's actually becoming a pleasant experience for shoppers this year.
So you don't have to throw it down like you're in the middle of a hockey game anymore, right?
No, not at all. I do not suggest that. They have moved a lot of their deals online, so it's definitely a lot easier to get what you want this year.
All right, well, let's start with computer bundles. Where should we go? Where are the best deals? And there's so many choices now, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of choices. HP, Costco, Microsoft, and even Office Depot are all offering really great deals on laptops and desktops and things like that. If you are looking for a desktop, HP is offering $270 off the HP Envy, and that's a really great deal because regularly it's around like $800, and
wow,
it's only $530 this Black Friday, so that's a really great deal. The Microsoft Surface Pro, you can get 128-gigabyte device for $599 at Best Buy, which is $360 off, and it's one of the biggest discounts we've seen this year.
So when we start talking about getting the deals, if I get them online versus in the store, like in the store, they only have like five doorbuster deals, right? Online, are there also limitations?
They do have a limited supply on certain items, and it's not necessarily that they actually don't have enough of those items. It's just that they are only allowed to sell so many at a certain price. So whether you're shopping online or in store, you are going to have to kind of do it a little bit earlier if you are looking for one of the hottest items of the season, because there is that possibility that it's going to sell out. But it's a much less possibility when you're shopping online than you are in store, because you can just do it immediately. You don't have to run throughout the store to find that specific item in that certain aisle.
So if the Black Friday deal starts at, say, 12:01, right, a.m., is that Pacific time or Eastern time?
It depends on the store. In-store deals are going to be at local time. So whenever it hits midnight, wherever you are in the United States, that's when the deals start. But a lot of the online deals are going to be starting even earlier than that. A lot of those deals will be doing, I think it's around Eastern time that a lot of them are basing their sale off of. But just double check on the Black Friday ad scans of whatever retailer you are looking to shop at to make sure.
So before we get into like the best smart TVs and smart home devices and gaming consoles, what's going on with Thanksgiving?
I think Thanksgiving, it's interesting every year to see what retailers decide to do. Year over year, pretty much it's been standard on the ones that stay open versus the ones that stay closed. That DSW is really the only one that has kind of updated their store hours. They have been closed the last couple of years on Thanksgiving, but they're actually staying open this year. And our survey found that about 60% of consumers plan to do most of their Black Friday and Thanksgiving shopping online. Only 15% said that they were going to be getting up really early to wait in those lines, whether it's Thanksgiving afternoon or Black Friday morning. So you're definitely going to see a lot smaller crowds this year if you are planning to go to the store.
And speaking of the stores, what are some doorbuster deals?
Some of the greatest doorbuster deals are definitely with TVs. You're going to see around $200 to $400 off different 4K HDR TVs. Those are the hottest TVs of the season at places like Best Buy, Costco, Walmart, and even Newegg.
So those are some of the doorbuster deals. Now, before we get into smart TVs, because anytime you look at Black Friday, you always see all the TVs. We have to take just a moment and say a quick thank you to our sponsors in this Commando on Demand podcast, because they help make it possible. All right, welcome back. We're speaking with Sarah Hollenbeck from BlackFriday.com. And Sarah, have you always been like this major shopping gal?
Yeah, I've always loved to shop, whether it's for clothes or for tech or anything like that. I think my tastes have definitely grown over the years, and I've definitely been able to get a lot better deals since taking on this position.
And so at BlackFriday.com, you collect all the secret circulars. When do the secret circulars start coming out?
Surprising this year, a lot of them came out a lot earlier than they have in years past. Usually the major merchants don't drop their ad scans until around mid-November, but we saw about 6 or 7 major merchants release their scans on the very first day of November this year, because there's just so much hype and people are wanting to shop earlier than ever before.
All right, Amazon.com, of course, what, the elephant in the room, right?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the top retailers of the year.
And so, of course, they're going to have all of their Fires and Echoes and everything on sale. What do you expect to see there?
This year, Amazon, they always wait until the very last minute to release their Black Friday ad scans because they don't want their competitors to be able to change their prices, and then they kind of want to draw up the hype this year. We fully expect to see a lot of really great deals on their own devices, so you can expect for Alexa and their Echo shows and things like that to be offering really deep discounts or even bundles in those departments as they try to kind of take over the smart home space. We also plan to see a lot of really great deals on tech and houseware products. So you're going to see Roombas on really great discounts as well.
So when we start talking to, like, for example, the Amazon Fire TV Stick or the Fire HD, the tablet, is it cheaper on Black Friday to get it at Amazon.com? Or is this something that you still need to, like, look around at Staples and OfficeMax and Target and other places to see where you might get the best deal?
Normally, I would say comparison shopping is always the way to go, just because you're never 100% sure where you're going to get the best deal because retailers are constantly changing their prices. But when it comes to Amazon-specific products, you definitely want to head directly to Amazon. I'm not 100% sure about the comparison between Black Friday sales and Prime Day, because Prime Day is kind of Amazon's own Black Friday version. So I think if you saw some of those prices on Prime Day and weren't necessarily pleased, you might not see anything too different on Amazon this year, but I'm pretty sure that Amazon is going to be offering the lowest prices out of any other retailer on those specific products.
What about Apple? Apple never really truly has doorbuster Black Friday deals. You know, maybe it's a free gift card or free Beats or something like that. Any knowledge what's going on there?
Apple kind of stays away from doing their own discounts for a lot of reasons, but I think it's just easier for them, honestly, because they have a lot of third-party retailers that will do the discounts for them. Myers is actually offering one of the biggest discounts on the Apple Watch we've seen. They're doing $100 off the Series 3, and Target is doing $80 off the Series 3 and the Series 3 Plus. Kohl's, Macy's, and Best Buy are also offering great deals on Apple Watches, but it's not necessarily going to be as big of a discount as you'll see at Myers and at Target.
Any deals on the Apple Watch 4? Not really.
No, unfortunately, the newest releases usually don't have too many deals, and then you see big slashes on the Series 3 and the past releases on those.
You know, actually, the Series 3 is a great watch. It's a bargain this year. I mean, if you don't need the EKG and you don't want the newest and latest Apple Watch 4, that quite frankly, I have both of them, and I kind of sat there and went, and I spent money on this for what? Again, tell me.
Yeah, and we've seen this with the iPhones. Like, each new model that comes out, there are some cool changes, but they are kind of minimal changes. So if you are willing to maybe take a step back and not have the latest technology, but still really great technology, you can get a lot of savings.
All right, let's talk televisions. Wow, right? What do you think is, like, the greatest Black Friday deal on a TV?
Walmart is actually offering a really great deal, and a lot of these discounts you're going to see around $100, $200 off the smart TVs, but Walmart is actually offering $300 off a 55-inch Samsung 4K smart TV. And while that's not necessarily the HDR that I know a lot of people are looking for, a 55-inch is really never this highly discounted. For like, it's going to be $400, but it's originally $700. So it's definitely a really great option if you're looking to pick up a pretty large TV with a great picture quality.
And these are 4K?
Yes, yes.
Should we wait for the Super Bowl to buy the TVs? Or you think, like, if I want a TV, now's the time I should be looking around?
Yeah, if you want a TV, now is definitely the time to shop. There are some deals on Super Bowl for TVs, but they're not anywhere near the discounts that you're going to see on Black Friday.
Sometimes at these stores, the TVs are off-brand or they're last year's models. Should we be careful looking at those TVs?
Yeah, I think for all Black Friday deals, and especially on these bigger ticket purchases that consumers are going to make, they really need to make sure they've done their research on the brands. Because I don't know, specifically with TVs, people are very particular about, like, if they want a Samsung over a Philips or over a Toshiba or things like that. So a lot of the discounts will be really, really great, but they might be kind of too great when it comes to the type of brand, because you want to make sure that the deal is actually worth it based on the quality that you're getting, because otherwise you could end up with a TV that is falling apart or isn't even having that great of a quality within a year that you spent a lot of money on.
So, Sarah, let's say I find this great deal at Amazon.com for a TV. And of course, you know, they're heavy. They're cumbersome. What about shipping charges?
So one of the direct responses to the fact that consumers are really wanting to shop online is the fact that most retailers have started offering shipping discounts. Amazon actually waived their minimum fee for free shipping for Prime and non-Prime members for the entire holiday season. Target, Bass Pro Shops, Walmart, and a couple other major retailers are also either waiving their fee completely or are offering free ground shipping through the holiday season to kind of help you make the shopping process a little bit easier.
What if you want to send the TV back?
You really do need to pay attention to those return policies when you buy them, because depending on the retailer, they can be pretty strict. And a lot of places will extend them past Christmas because they know sometimes you're giving things away as gifts, and so people don't get them until the end of December. And so they want to give them time to be able to return those items if it's not what they really wanted.
All right, now we're on to phones. Tell me about some deals on phones.
So with phones, the deals for phones aren't going to be specific to the deals that you'll see on TVs with like $100 off or $200 off. Most of the phones are going to be in conjunction with gift cards or rebates or things like that. So Walmart is doing a lot of really great gift card rebates. You can get up to $400 in Walmart gift cards when you purchase an iPhone 8, an iPhone 8 Plus, or an X. If you're looking to kind of branch away from Apple and you want to pick up the latest Samsung device, you can get $300 in Walmart gift cards back. And Target is also doing some really great gift card rebates, $150, $250, and $200, depending on the type of model that you're looking for.
All right, gaming consoles, Xbox One. My son wants one, so this is kind of a selfish question, Sarah. Where do you go for that Xbox deal? Because, I mean, you have the Xbox, and then you have the Xbox bundles, and it gets kind of confusing.
Yeah, it does. It really kind of depends on what you're looking for. Like if you're buying something for your son or for a gift for someone else, a bundle is a really great option because it kind of knocks out the entire list for that person at one time. Costco and Walmart are both offering really great Minecraft creators bundles with the Xbox One. You're going to get $100 off of that entire bundle. So it's a really great way to make sure that the person that you're giving it to not only gets that console, but gets a bunch of games to play it with as well. GameStop is offering $70 off the Xbox One X or One S, and Walmart and Microsoft are also offering $100 off the Xbox One X as well.
Okay, smart home gadgets. We have smart outlets. We've got all the smart speakers. What about some deals there? Like, for example, I know that smart speakers this year are going to be a big tech gift.
Yeah. Smart speakers are definitely part of that bundle aspect as well. For example, Costco is giving away a Google Home Mini 3-pack for only $30, which is a really great deal if you're looking to expand your smart home devices into other rooms of your house. We found that a lot of people, once they pick up one or two smart home items, are really looking to make everything compatible with those devices. The Apple HomePod is going to be $100 off at Best Buy, and you can get a lot of different Google products at Best Buy, Target, and even Microsoft.
So it's just not all about tech. You know, sometimes when you look at like smart speakers, internet-connected teddy bears, wall outlets that have cameras and microphones built in, you know, maybe tech is really good until it gets a little creepy, right? So if you're out there on Black Friday and maybe there's somebody on your list who's a little afraid of all the smart stuff, maybe you might want to pick them up a tie or some Under Armour clothing or something like that. So where would we go for that?
If you're looking to pick up anything a little bit fancier, whether it's for yourself or a gift for a loved one, Macy's is offering 40 to 60% off designer suits and coats and things like that. For the more active people, Kohl's is offering really great deals on Under Armour, Nike, clothing, shoes, and even the accessories are going to be all around 30% off this year. And Kohl's is also offering a really great deal on Levi's jeans. They're going to be 25 to 40% off as well.
So Black Friday now begins on Thanksgiving, right? Or actually before that, doesn't it?
Yeah, honestly, Black Friday began the first day of November because so many different retailers are offering pre-Black Friday sales that span throughout the entire month. So you can take advantage of the sales as soon as today.
So I have all these Black Friday deals. Is there anything I should wait for Cyber Monday?
Yeah, Cyber Monday is going to be home to a lot more like site-wide discounts. So if you're looking to pick up some clothing and maybe that Macy's or Kohl's is not offering exactly what you're looking for, you can head to most major clothing outlets' websites and you're going to see discounts of up to 50% off the entire website. So if there's something that's maybe a little bit pricier that usually doesn't go on sale, it will be discounted on Cyber Monday. Another great Cyber Monday sale item is going to be any travel deals that you're looking for. Airlines and hotels will offer really great deals on flights and things like that, but they are going to be very date and location specific. So you will have to kind of be flexible with your vacation if you're wanting to get a really great discount.
When's the best day to buy toys?
Black Friday, for sure, is the best day to buy toys, especially if you're looking for the hottest toys of the season. They usually sell out both online and in store very quickly. So if I were a parent looking for the hottest toy for my child, I definitely would not wait to find an item on sale. You want to buy that as soon as you see it because you never know when it's going to be gone.
What are some hot toys this year? Do you know?
Yeah, the Wowie Fingerlings are once again at the very top of our list.
Wow, they are again?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's right in the name, huh? Last year they were number one, but they were pretty small, so they would just be literally on your finger. But now they're really, really big. They're big enough to like actually hug your child, so it's kind of re-upped the hype on these items. The LOL Surprise and a couple of Lego products are also really great buys this year.
You know, I read something recently that the reason why it hurts so much when you step on a Lego is that it actually is like 1,500 pounds of force. So it's not just you who screams at a Lego. It's actually everybody in the entire world when they step on a Lego.
Yeah, so keep that in mind when buying Legos for your kids this year. You might step on it later.
Sarah, thanks for joining us from BlackFriday.com. Now, over at BlackFriday.com, there's still time to look at all those ads, right?
Yeah, there's definitely still time. We are hard at work making sure that everything is uploaded as soon as we receive it. So you're going to find the latest ad scans, deal roundups, and expert shopping tips to make sure that you're saving the most at this shopping season.
Well, thank you, Sarah, from BlackFriday.com. And folks, let me tell you, if you are getting ready to buy anything the holiday season, you want to know about, you know, who has it at the lowest price, take a look at the sales circulars, the ads, the secret ads, what's coming out. You want to make sure that you always check BlackFriday.com. Once again, Sarah, you did a great job. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So is there anything you shouldn't buy on Black Friday? All right. Use your common sense. Be careful of phishing scams, questionable websites. because scammers are going to be out too. Try to steal your passwords, your social security numbers, and infect your computer, your smartphone, whatever you're using with malware. They're going to send you very official-looking emails pretending to be your bank. Or, hey, look, you just bought this. You left it in the shopping cart. Come back and give us your credit card again. They want you to click on any link, download the attachments, and boom, they're totally in, stealing from you. So make sure you watch out for that. Okay, one more thing that you need to know. Back in 2015, Macy's, Kohl's, and JCPenney, they were all sued for inflating their original prices for people who visited their websites. You see, when you visit a website, your IP address is oftentimes visible. These sites will track your IP address, and the algorithms are so complicated that if you come back once, you'll get one price and another time another price. So here's what you want to do. Use the Amazon app. Go to the store, scan the barcode, and then compare it with the supposed deal price. And then, of course, you want to buy whichever one's lower. Adobe Digital Insights reported that last year in 2017, we spent $5 billion in 24 hours. Whoa. All right, everybody's responding to the deals that retailers offered on this Black Friday. But in order to get the deals, you have to be strategic. Plan ahead, use tech to get informed, go to blackfriday.com, and relax. But remember, it is Thanksgiving Day. It is Black Friday. You probably have relatives in town, so be sure that you spend some time with them. And speaking of Thanksgiving, Black Friday, the holidays, I am so grateful for you, our listeners. I don't want to get all crazy about it, but I really mean this. Thank you so much for supporting me, encouraging me with your emails, your calls, your letters, your likes, your shares, your Kim's Club subscriptions. I mean, I couldn't be living the dream without you all, and I just wanted to say thank you. And if you like this podcast, make sure you share it.